Yep, hello, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
This is Kevin. Who is this, please?
Hey, Kevin, it's Thomas. I'm just interested in renting some antenna space on that tower.
Which Thomas?
What do you mean, which Thomas?
Which of my towers? My towers, or, yeah?
I guess so. It has the phone number, and I called the number on it, and they gave me your number.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So, which site are you, how do you identify? What's the ASR number there?
It's on Lewis Larmer Road. I don't know what the fucking ASI is.
It's the antenna support registration number. The FCC has a file there. You must be looking at the website there. Or are you at the real estate there?
Oh, no, I drove by it. It's by a bunch of things that look like army barracks. It's on Lewis Lomar Lane.
Yeah, I'm familiar with, yeah. It's like the old, those old potato warehouses, huh?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What can I help you with as rental space there, Thomas?
Oh, yeah, how much would it cost to rent some space on there?
Oh, it depends on how many antennas at which elevations you're going at. It's all relative to loading.
I was just going to go about halfway up, and I'm going to build a house up there.
I'm not insured for that. You mean a home, you mean?
Or a home. It's basically a tree house.
Oh, I see, yeah. And, you'd have to probably have to buy the whole site because we couldn't expose anybody but my climbers onto the site, so that's how it's all insured to be used.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no, I'll take it. I'm going to build like a trap door so they can still get up there, but maybe I'll charge a toll.
What I didn't clearly say, though, was there's nobody allowed on the structure except Great Plains Tower climbers.
Well, if I rent it, though, I'll be allowed up there because it'll be my home.
No, that's part of the lease that only people that can go on the tower are the owner of the tower.
I'll have squatter's rights.
No, you won't. The lease doesn't say that. We're not selling it. We're renting antenna space, not people space up there. So, no, we don't. You can't trespass on anything off the ground on our structures.
Okay,
you're not trained and you're not drug screened and you're not insured. So that's why people aren't allowed on our towers.
Well, how much would it cost to put an antenna up on the very top?
Oh,
and not build a house.
A TV broadcast antenna or a microwave antenna?
I'm a ghost hunter, and I think I can put out a certain frequency that will make ghosts visible all over town. And it'll run at 1.6 megahertz. Gigahertz, I mean.
Yeah, how big is this antenna? Is it?
It's going to be like 50 feet above the tower.
Oh, 50 feet? Oh, you mean 50 feet taller than the tower?
Yeah, probably. It's going to be like a whip antenna, like a CB antenna.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's, you can't, the tower's already at maximum height for the FAA, because there's no way.
Oh, fuck those assholes. We can do what we want.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's that?
I just want to make ghosts visible.
Oh, yeah, you can go ahead and, that's okay. That's okay, but we have no more airspace allowed than what we're licensed for.
Okay,
where we're standing
right
now, everything has to be side-mounted on the structure.
Well, I'll just put a 6-inch antenna on it, then that'll be the same, basically.
Oh, yeah. You're right. To rent space and antenna, one antenna, I know, $750 a month.
Oh, that's perfect.
What we rent space for.
Now, is it going to be a problem? It's going to cause a lot of chaos in town because it's going to make ghosts visible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. No, that's so just like radiation, I suppose. But
everyone's going to be able to see ghosts suddenly, like in all their office buildings and homes and around town. All the ghosts are just going to be visible.
Why would you be asking me that? I have no idea what the Jamestown people are.
Well, you were talking about, insurance and stuff. I didn't know if you'd be liable for just putting the whole town, turning it upside down.
Whose antenna is emitting is responsible.
Okay.
You know that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because that's what the FCC monitors licenses. What's your frequency?
2,600 hertz.
Oh, 2.6 gig?
No, 2,600 hertz.
Well, that's what that is. That's 2.6 gigs.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't want 2.6 gigs. I want 2,600 hertz.
Oh, okay.
This is specialized ghosts.
Okay, hertz. Oh, non-megahertz. Okay. Yeah, like down the AM freak, yeah.
Don't call me a freak, motherfucker.
What are you talking about? Pardon me?
I thought you called me a freak.
Freak frequency, excuse me. Oh, freak frequency.
Oh,
yeah,
what a misunderstanding.
No, I meant
what a wacky misunderstanding.
Abbreviation for frequency.
I see.
Freak. Oh, yeah, I use freak the, like that word as an abbreviation for frequency.
Oh, you're such a card.
Yeah, you're getting crazy there.
Okay. Yeah, I was ready to come down there and kick your motherfucking ass.
No, freak, that's an abbreviation for frequency.
Do you know if the FAA is going to have problems? Because it's going to show flying ghosts as well. So they could, like, go in front of airplanes and stuff and fly around in front of airplanes.
Antennas do all kinds of other different things. But what an antenna does is none of the business of the tower owner. We just rent space. Yeah. And then, like I say, whatever your license is the responsibility of the license provider emitter.
Okay, yeah, because it's going to make ghosts visible about 10 miles in all directions. So any planes flying overhead, they're going to have like ghosts flying into their windshields. The ghosts are going to appear on the plane too, like on the airplane.
Well, anyway, so, we have, I don't think we have any electricity or anything there. Everybody's responsible for bringing in their own electrical service and everything there too. So that's only... a building or play for radio that everybody puts their own radio buildings and everything. But
My antenna runs on crystals, so we're all fine. We're all good there.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So, for one little antenna, the antenna rent is probably just going to be just our standard $750.
Okay.
$750 per month for one antenna. Anyway, yeah.
That's chump change. And,
yeah,
it's pocket change to me.
Pardon me?
That's pocket change.
Oh, yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, that's right. It's just monthly stuff.
Yeah. It's going to change the world, though. It's going to make ghosts visible everywhere.
Yeah, and whatever the installation is a different thing. Whenever we see what the specs are, or the antenna, or your feed lines, and everything, that's a different item. Whenever we know what that is, but that's usually. That could be a few $1,000 just to for my crew to put up an antenna and feed line on a pole, and then you take it from there on the ground.
Is there any fee for opening up a doorway into another dimension?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah, because
I have no rights to that.
All right, and then basically this whole thing's a trick. I just want to get on the antenna tower so I can. Build my house up there.
You can do that from the water tank right next door there too, or anything. Why don't you test it on any facility there? The water tower would probably be even just a cheap, less expensive, or since the city water tank right next to me doesn't have many restrictions to it.
Oh, so I could build a house up there, and that's better because it's kind of like an octagon shape.
No, they wouldn't let you trespass on the tank, but that's a place where you could rent space.
No, I get squatters' rights. I get squatters' rights. I'm going to live on the tank, and I'm going to put my ghost antenna on your tower.
Oh, you'd have to buy it and own it first. I know that, but just like my structure, you'd have to own it before you'd be able to rent space for an antenna
on it. I think I'm going
to
build a summer home on your tower. I'm going to build a summer home on your tower, and then the water tower will be just like my normal home. But I'm still going to have
where are you calling from there, Tom?
Oh, where am I calling from? I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay, that's right, too. Okay. Okay, yeah, because that's the only time you'd be able to survive anyway up in the air over here. It's just summer. Yep.
I'm going to have ghosts fly me up.
Oh, there you go. Good for you.
Yep.
Well, anyway, call or send me an email when you can there, Tom. Otherwise, no need to call anymore about this.
Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for July 5th, 2018. This is episode 479, and it's sponsored by Stan Trucker. Thanks, Stan Trucker, for being a supporter on the Patreon. Today, we're going to do some more calls related to towers and renting tower space and stuff like that. But first, I have some announcements. Announcement number one. King Richard and Olga, and I guess I Regret Jumping, they have a new prank call show, a prank call podcast. In addition to their comic strip about prank calls, they seem to be getting a lot of shit done over at the corporate office on Discord. It's called Another Prank Call Show, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes. I guess it's available on iTunes and everywhere else.
I listened to half of it. I got to finish it up still, but it's pretty funny. Links in the show notes. Also, there is a brand new comic strip for the PLA-themed comic strip called The Corporate Office. And you can find that on Olga's Patreon, patreon.com/OlgaDrawsDragons. That was released a few days ago. It's in full color. You know what? I think I'm just going to release a bit of the comic, you know, one of the cells or whatever, without Olga's permission. What's she going to do about it? So I'll make that today's show art. If you want to see what that looks like, just look at today's show art. That's Olga's comic. I think I may have mentioned this already, but maybe I didn't. I can't remember. But I made an Instagram account for Phone Losers. If you want to go follow that, it's instagram.com/phonelosers. There's nothing on the Instagram part of it yet. I'll add some things on there soon. But there's a couple videos on the IGTV part of it. So username Phone Losers. And I think I may put up a few more videos of that before I just kind of give up and stop using it forever. So username Phone Losers. Follow that. I'm adding that right now to the show notes, you know, to all of the other links for PLA stuff that's pasted on the bottom of every episode in the show notes. Let's see what else. I think I've done some Hobosodes since the last show. I'm sure I have. Yeah, there's two of them. Hobosode number 115. That's the secret show that you can only listen to if you're a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/phonelosers. In Hobosode number 115 on Sunday, I called up homeowners and I started out by apologizing to them as a part of my 12-step recovery program, saying that I had to apologize to everyone that had wronged me. And I was calling late at night, I was waking them up. They weren't arguing with me very much, but I ended up telling them that I was with the HOA and I was having dreams about them breaking HOA rules. And here is a short clip of that. I don't know, the dream was pretty realistic. It was a very vivid dream.
Steve, have you got the trash cans out?
No.
No. It's up against the house.
Ask him what he was dreaming about.
What were you dreaming about? I think he's back asleep.
All right. That's pretty great. I woke up that lady, got her to ask her husband what he was dreaming about. I think I was telling them that I was having dreams that they had their trash cans out and it wasn't even trash day. That was against the rules. They can't do that. And by the way, I'm going to do an entire show of that one of these nights. I want to do a late night show where I just call up homeowners, say I'm with the HOA, and that I was having dreams about them breaking rules. Because I think that would be fun to do as a live show and get ideas from the chat room. We got to do that. And then on Tuesday, Hobosode 116 came out. I called up customers of a storage unit, and I don't really feel like going through that one to try and find a good call, but I did capture a couple of pretty good recipient sound bites on that one, and I'm going to find those and play those. Here's one of them.
I don't give a damn who you register. You could be registered with the goddamn Nazi.
She was mad at me because I was trying to turn her storage unit into an Airbnb. And then this guy, I don't remember what he's about. I don't remember.
Look here, motherfucker. Who the fuck you think you are?
I don't remember what I said to him, but he wasn't happy. If you want to hear the rest of those, go sign up on patreon.com/phonelosers. There's 116 secret hobosodes for you to listen to. And yesterday, I tried to do a show from the road. I went up to Tillamook, Oregon to visit some friends who were here from out of town. That was like a two-hour drive for me. And I tried to do a show on the road. I recorded video of me in the car calling numbers, but pretty much failing at everything. I think there was a couple funny things, but like I don't even know if I'm going to release it because I wasn't getting cell service most of the way. So I think I might just release that as a hobosode or something, maybe. I don't even know if it's worth releasing. I need to go through and edit it, I guess. I haven't listened to it yet. It might sound awful because it was in the car. But I tried to do an entire show, at least an hour, probably more like 2 hours, of a hobosode of me just in the car, making calls while I drive, using the hands-free stuff. I wasn't being unsafe or anything. But I might put that on the Patreon soon, so be sure to check that out if you're a subscriber there. I think that's all I have, except for the new Patreons. There's a bunch of new Patreons, people signing up, such as Jordan D, Sean G, The Neon Saviors, Recreational Fun 420, Michael K, Ben K, Blake M, Scott B, Lawrence G, Nick D, Jin Nil A, how the hell do you pronounce that? Trent G, My First Broom. And then there's Sarah A. She signed up on the website. Apparently she's too cool for Patreon or something. So she signed up over on phonelosers.com/cactus. Thanks, all of you, for signing up on the Patreon, supporting the show, getting all of the secret shows and stuff. videos of me driving around in my car making calls soon, hopefully. Unless I just decide it's really stupid and I'm not going to post it. I think that's about it for opening announcements. Let's do a show.
Your new official Ice-T phone line.
This is Ice-T, and I'm just cooling out waiting on you to call me on the Ice Hotline.
Here's your chance to connect to Ice-T. Call 1-900-909-1100. Push that button. Dial it now.
Come on, call me up and chill out with me on the phone for a few minutes.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each extra minute. Be sure to ask your parents' permission. It's Dev, the new Ice-T phone line.
Yo, make that call.
Call 1-900-909-1100. Ice-T is waiting now.
Here's a list of numbers from Apocalypse. He sent these over a month ago. He says, "Hey Brad, the other day I listened to that hilarious Make Ghosts Visible radio tower call to Kevin that you made in 2014, and that motivated me to scour the internet in search of small radio tower companies. I found a number of them, and I took the extra effort to comb through their sites and find some tower locations. I plugged the tower sites into maps to confirm they were really there. Most of these towers look like wireless / cell towers. Not sure what you want to do with these, but I added some ideas below the list. Hope there's another wacky radio tower guy out there. Hope these work out. Thanks, Apocalypse. I'm going to give a few of these a try and see what happens."
Corporation?
Hello, I'm interested in renting some tower space.
Oh, okay. Is there a particular tower?
The one in Tulsa. It's on Rock Creek Road.
Oh, okay. Let me give you John's phone number. He's the one who usually handles the
okay
tenants. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
He won't even pick up, but you know what? I bet he'll pick up if I call from his office. Let's try that. See if he picks up.
Hello.
Hello, John?
Yep.
Hey there. What?
Hello?
Oh, I heard like some lady's voice. It was weird.
Yeah, it was my dashboard wife giving me directions.
I see. Okay. It's really irritating. I'm just calling to find out about getting a tower over there on Rock Creek Road. I just need to rent a space on the tower.
I'm a little confused about what. I apologize. Now, what are you calling about?
You rent out tower space, right? Like on the antenna?
That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd like to rent some tower space.
Okay, and what town and what state is this in? I apologize.
It is Rock Creek Road in Hanson, Idaho.
Hanson, Idaho.
Yep.
Okay, so that is... let me think about this. So, and what do you, are you a carrier? Are you in the wireless internet business?
Oh, no, I'm just some guy. Actually, my wife lives just two blocks from that tower over on 2nd Street. And
right.
I'm going to direct some microwaves directly at her house. Like, I'm just going to bathe her entire house in microwaves, like high-powered microwaves. It's for my ex-wife.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm trying to... Can I give you my email address? Because I'm driving right now.
Okay.
And when I get stopped tonight or in the morning, I can kind of think through this and call you back. But can I give you my email address?
Sure, that's fine. Or you can just call me back,
J,
you know, at this number, whatever.
It would be, it's jh.com.
Okay.
If you would just send me your contact information, what you're wanting to do on the tower, what height.
Yeah.
Are you serious about the microwave thing? What are you really going to do?
Oh, yeah, I want to just, like, cover her house in microwave beams, like high-powered microwaves, just, like, right at the back of her house.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that's legal, but send me your information.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll pay you a little bit extra. I'll pay you extra to set this up.
Okay. Well, send me the email. I'll check it out by tomorrow.
Don't you
call you back.
Don't you want to know why I want to do that?
Well, no, I really don't. And okay. Again, I don't think that it's probably a legal thing you could do anyway.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm a felon, so I don't give a shit.
Okay. Well, shoot me the email, and I will holler back at you.
But you know what? She deserves it. She deserves everything she's got coming.
Right. Well.
You know?
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
You should be saying that to her.
Okay. Well, shoot me your information, and I'll holler back at you.
I might. I'll think about it. Hey, how come you didn't answer when I called before? I had to spoof the number of your office to get you to pick up.
Because I did not recognize the number. I don't normally answer when I don't recognize the number.
Oh, well, your dumb secretary lady gave me your number and told me to call, and then you wouldn't even pick up. I had to trick you into picking up.
Okay. Shoot me the email, and I'll call you back.
Can't you just call me back? Just call me back.
You what?
Like, don't you want to make a sale? You're making this really inconvenient for me.
Yeah, I'm not desperate to make a sale. And if you shoot me your information, I will call you back.
Well, you sound like a shitty businessman then. Because I'll pay extra if you're going to do this microwave
all right.
thing. Like, just aim all these
Goodbye.
Microwaves at her house.
Hello, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken. I'm just interested in renting some tower space.
Oh, okay. What tower are you looking at?
I just was looking for pretty much anything in here in Indiana, in Ligonier.
In Ligonier?
Yep.
I don't have a tower in Ligonier, actually. The tower that's here in Ligonier is actually owned by SBA.
Oh, are there any close by, like in surrounding cities?
We've got a tower in Elkhart. Goshen Elkhart area.
Okay, that'd be close enough. We're just going to install like a base jumping station.
Okay.
For tourism. We're going to be having, just customers climb up the tower.
Excuse me?
and jump off like a base jumping, kind of like bungee jumping, but it's a little bit different.
And they'll be jumping off our towers?
Correct.
Are you serious, sir?
Oh, yeah, completely serious. We've looked into it. It seems like a tower would be perfect for this. They don't have to worry about, like, radiation off of those cell towers, do they? Those cell antennas, I mean?
Oh, yeah, there's radiation up there, for sure.
So will we have to have them, like, wear a suit or something to, like, deflect all that?
Who is this?
This is Roy.
What? Huh?
My name is Roy. I'm completely serious. I'd like to set up a base jumping station.
Off of one of the cell towers.
Correct.
Hmm.
There's not really a lot of other good areas for base jumping stations.
No. It's not something I've ever run into. I don't even know if... Problem is, there's equipment and stuff underneath, so...
Oh, yeah, we'll do it on the side. Like, we're going to, like, build a platform out, like, I don't know, a good 20 feet or so.
Mm-hmm.
Like a plank type thing, and they just walk out there and jump off.
But, there's electronic and there's cabinets and equipment and all kinds of stuff at the base of these towers.
We'll make sure the rope's not that long so they don't hit any of it.
I don't think any of the carriers would even allow anybody to be up there climbing on these towers, to be honest with you.
Well, I doubt they'd really even notice. Like, most of them are just, like, big companies, right? It's not like they're going to see it.
No.
As long as the tower works, that's all they care about.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we've got any towers that would be available for this.
Not even in Elkhart? You said you had one in Elkhart.
We do have a tower in Elkhart, yeah.
That would be perfect. Yeah.
Huh?
That would be perfect. I just wanted it to be, within driving distance. I didn't want to start up a new business. I had to drive a long ways, too.
Mm-hmm. I can talk to one of our owners and see if that's something they'd want to pursue. I just don't see if I...
What's their number?
These are secured sites, so it's not like we can have people just coming and going within these sites.
Yeah, but, you know,
they're climbing up these towers. I mean,
they would be customers, so it'd be okay.
I mean, I could see, well, if you wanted to build your own tower and maybe want to do that, but any towers that have any carriers or stuff on it, we're not going to be able to do that.
Well, I can't afford to build my own tower. That's the thing. Like, I'm going to just start out small by using just a regular tower that already exists. Just set up a platform up on top.
I mean, and the structural analysis that had to be done. I just don't see it working.
Well, I really don't think we need to even do any of this stuff. You know, I'll pay you a few extra bucks to just forget about structural shit. Like, it's not going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
You're making this into a big thing, and it doesn't have to be.
Oh, yeah, it is a big thing. Certainly a big thing when it's our business, sure. It is a big thing.
How much would it cost just to have a platform up there?
Oh, I have no... if we're not interested in doing it, I can't even give you a price.
Well, like in Elkhart, like... do you have something that's like on the very top, like above the other antennas?
Above the antennas, you can jump out over the antennas?
Yeah. I told you we're going to have it like, you know, like a platform, like a plank.
Yeah.
So they're not going to hit the antennas. I'm not stupid.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's anything we're interested in.
Is it because you're racist?
No.
Well, you're being kind of racist right now, not letting me do this.
Why? I'm serious. We don't have anything to... That's not some type of business I think our owners are going to pursue. I mean, it's...
I bet you if a white guy asked, you'd probably say yes.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What? You said that kind of softly. I couldn't hear you.
I said, I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never heard of racism before. Hmm.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
It's very believable. I don't know what racism is. Well, nobody's taking me too seriously. That one was an idea from Apocalypse. The one before, I don't know, just seemed like a good idea at the time. Beaming a bunch of microwaves at my ex-wife's house. Let's see what other ideas Apocalypse has. He wants me to say that a team of elite hacksaws climbed their tower and painted the entire thing black and turned the blinking lights upside down. Your tower is bringing down the value of the neighborhood, so I moved your tower down a few miles last night. Or I chopped the tower down. Yeah, with an axe. That's what I did.
Good afternoon.
Hello, this is Roy from the city of Madison. And I just needed to let you know something about one of your towers here.
Oh, sure.
You've got a tower over on Tokay Boulevard?
Yes.
And they're going to be moving that down the block a little bit.
They're going to be moving the tower?
Yeah, they're just going to, like, it's just in the way for something that they want to do. So I guess they're going to move it down, like, over by the, closer to the shopping center. Because, you know, there's houses in that area. It just doesn't look very nice for them.
You're going to have to talk to the owner about that.
Well, no, I'm not asking permission. Like, they're just going to do it. They're going to load it up tomorrow and just move it down the block.
Well, there's equipment on that tower. It just can't be moved.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to run wires down the block or whatever, or set up a new building, or I don't know. Like, but they're going to move it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just letting you know the... Street departments,
and
they've already gotten to work on it. They're getting the trucks all moved over there, and they're going to pick it up and move it tomorrow.
Okay, what was your name again?
My name is Roy from the comptroller's office here in Madison.
And your last name?
Zerbel.
Zerbel?
Uh-huh.
And your number?
It'd be 608. 818-6969.
Okay, I will let Terry know, and he will probably be giving you a call back this afternoon.
Okay, do you want me to call him? Like, I can call him?
I'm going to call him on his cell phone and then have him call you.
What's his cell phone number?
It's
Mm-hmm. Okay, but like, this isn't a problem, is it? Because I mean, we're just moving it down the block. It's not like even very far.
Well, that's his property, and I think he would like to know about that. There are tenants on that tower.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm telling you. I'm letting you know that we're going to be moving it.
I'll let him know that you called.
Okay. Well, I mean, you don't have to have an attitude about it. I'm just letting you know.
Well, no, it's kind of upsetting that you're just going to take personal property and move it, and we never got any kind of notice in the mail about it that I know of.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm calling you. I'm calling you to let you know. We're going to pick it up, load it up on a truck, and just move it down, like, not even two blocks. It's going to be over by the Walgreens now.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Okay. It's going to be like in their back parking lot, like next to a parking space.
Okay, I'll let Terry know, and he'll probably give you a call.
I know. You keep telling me that over and over. You're going to let him know. You're going to let him know. Not if I let him know first. I'm a quicker dialer than you, lady. Hopefully. I'm calling up Terry. Please answer, Terry.
Okay.
Hello, Terry?
Yes.
Oh, hey there. I just talked to your office, I guess. They gave me your number. I'm calling from the city of Madison. This is Roy.
Yes. Yes.
I just needed to let you know about your tower. We're going to be moving it down the block a little bit.
Wait. You're going to move our tower? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we're going to just pretty much just take it up and move it down about two blocks. It's going to be over closer to the mall.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know the big tower, it's on Tokay Boulevard?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be picking that up and just moving it down the block on the other side of the mall. Kind of between...
That doesn't make sense. How can you pick up a 365-foot tower and you move it down the block?
With trucks. The city's got trucks. We're using the street department trucks.
You must be talking about something else, because you're not making any sense.
Oh, no, this makes
sense. Tower,
like,
no, it doesn't. The tower is 365 feet tall. How can you just pick it up with a truck?
I don't know. I'm not a truck person. I work here in the comptroller's office. I'm just...
First of all, what reason is there for doing this, and what authority is there for doing this? And thirdly, it's simply impossible.
It's not impossible. It's the city knows what they're doing. There's just, you know, there's like houses over there, and they say it looks kind of ugly looking out their back windows. And we voted on this over a year ago. Like, did you vote?
We voted on this a year ago. Why was I not made aware of this?
I don't know. Maybe you should just take more of an interest in local affairs. But
maybe you should contact the property owners you're discussing.
Well, hey, maybe you should stop being a smart mouth.
Well,
I'm just...
I think it's reasonable to involve a property owner if you're going to make major alterations to their property. Isn't there, like, due process here?
It's not a major alteration. We're just moving the tower down a block. Like, you can run wires to it or something, or set up a new building or whatever.
Really? Are you sure you have the right property?
Yeah, definitely. On Tokay Boulevard, 385 feet. Yep, it's definitely yours. You're the only one there, like, right there by the, you know, close to the mall. We're just moving it closer to the mall, that's all.
And what property is it going to be on?
It's going to be, just on the other side of the mall, between the mall and the grade school.
And what property will it be on?
Oh, it'll be on the mall's property. Like, they're going to start charging you rent for it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
It's pretty funny.
What's funny?
Obviously, it's a joke. No, I don't know what you're... what you're trying to accomplish here, but...
No, I wouldn't joke. You know, I'm with the city, and I'm a Christian. I would not joke. I'm just letting you know we're going to be moving
the tower. Give me your contact info and your supervisor's number.
Well, I already told you my name. I already told you, you know, where I work. You can just call me up if you want. You have to be a smart mouth with me.
Okay, your name again is what?
That's Roy. Should have remembered that the first time.
Roy, what's the last name?
Well, I already told your office what my name is and spelled it out for and everything.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell me?
That's Roy Gerbel. Like, you're not going to stop them from doing this. They're doing it. Like, first thing in the morning, they've already got all the trucks there. They've got all the equipment.
They're moving it in the morning.
You can't just move somebody's property.
It's a done
deal.
That
would be theft, for one thing.
It's not theft. I told you where it's going to be. You know where it is.
I don't care where it's going. You can put it on the moon, as far as I'm concerned. If you take something off a person's property without authority or authorization or their permission, that's theft.
Why would we put it on the moon? That's stupid. There's not even anything on the moon.
The whole idea you're talking about is stupid.
It's not stupid. The tower looks stupid. That's why we're moving it. And we're just moving it down like two blocks away from the houses.
All right. Good luck.
We don't need luck. We know what we're doing.
Doesn't sound like it.
Good luck to you with your shitty attitude.
Well, if the city of Madison called up you and said, "Oh, we're going to move your house two blocks away," I think you'd have an interesting attitude too, wouldn't you?
It's not a house. You don't live in the tower. It's just a tower. It's just a dumb antenna.
Yeah,
we don't even need
those
anymore.
Structure.
We don't even need antennas here. We've got cable.
Uh-huh. Who's we?
You know, just everyone, all the townspeople.
Uh-huh. So nobody has anything that operates wireless, like a radio or a TV or a cell
phone. Don't need it. You know, they could just use
all connected by wires to something, huh?
Pretty much, yeah. They could just use the DSL for their internet and stuff.
Well, I'll have to go. I've got people here.
Yeah, you got other people you got to go have a shitty attitude with?
Goodbye. This conversation's over.
So hang up then. Hang up the phone. Hang it up. Uh-oh. He didn't hang up.
Well, that
won't be in your chat.
No.
I don't think he's talking about me. Darn it. I think he's got his phone buried deep in his pocket. I can't hear anything he's saying. But he definitely didn't hang up properly. So I'm hanging up. This company has one more phone number that I have that Apocalypse gave to me. So I'm going to call it up. Maybe I can tell my story a third time to someone else.
Al.
Hello. This is Roy from the city of Madison.
Hi.
Hey there. Is this who I would talk to about a tower here in Madison if there's going to be an issue with it?
I could certainly give you some pointers on something like that.
Okay.
What have you got?
Well, we're just going to be, there's this tower over here on Tokay Boulevard.
Yeah.
And we're going to be, in the morning, we're going to be moving that tower down about two blocks over kind of behind the mall.
Because
it's like in the way right now. So they're gonna pretty much just pick it up and move it a couple blocks.
Oh, which one is that?
It's there's a Walgreens, it's behind the Applebee's. There's a news station next to it. They don't use it, do they?
Okay, you're talking next door to Channel 27?
Yeah, that's the one. Yep. We're going to pick up that tower and move it just down two blocks over closer to the mall, kind of behind the TJ Maxx.
That's 400 feet.
Oh, no.
Is there a temporary smaller tower there or something I'm not aware of?
It's two blocks. It's more than 400 feet. We're moving it two blocks away behind the mall. It's much more than 400 feet.
No, the tower's 400 feet high.
Oh, well, I mean, you're exaggerating. It's 385 feet high.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not a problem. They've got it all figured out. It's just like moving a house, they say. You know, when you pick up a whole building and just scoot it down the block.
Okay, when's this going to happen?
Tomorrow morning, right after breakfast. They've got all the trucks sitting out there. They're all ready to go. They're just going to pick it up and load it on top of a truck and drive it over kind of behind the mall.
Oh, so it's disassembled?
Oh, no, no, it's they're not going to disassemble it. You don't have to worry. It'll work just as good as it always did. They're just going to pick it up and drive it over and then set it down on the new location.
Do you need to, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a phone number of a guy to call.
Who, Terry?
Yeah, Terry.
Oh, yeah, I've got his number.
Oh, okay. Yeah, give him a call regarding anything like that.
Oh, I talked to him already. He just cursed at me a lot.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he
I've never known him to swear. I've never known him to say a dirty word. Honestly, it's why I laugh.
You should have heard. We've like you come down here to the comptroller's office. I'll show you a recording because we record all of our calls.
God.
He just exploded on me. He just he
oh
he unleashed a tirade of curse words. Like
something
I was
must really have triggered him. What is the rationality for moving or the reason for moving such a?
There's a couple residents that live kind of on the other side of the news station, you know, and when they look out their back, when they look out their back kitchen windows, they just say it's ugly.
Well, that's not a reason to move something that's been there since 1985.
Yeah, but, you know, their houses have been there longer and they just say they're tired of it.
Well, I'm tired of the airport, but that doesn't mean we can move it.
Maybe you should move.
Just find it very odd.
Something
like this can happen.
Yep. It's just basically because it's ugly. They're moving it because it's ugly.
And this has gone through zoning and all sorts of.
Yeah, you're not going to need towers anyway, right? Like, isn't SpaceX going to set up their satellite-based internet service and just you know do it that way? Like, why do we need antennas?
I don't think that's going to happen any time in our lifetime. But
no,
then again, stranger things
like
happen.
Several companies right now getting ready to launch satellites. Some of them already put some up there. There's going to be satellite internet. Antennas are going the way of the horse and buggy.
And we have physics that can be broken by bandwidth. That's above my pay grade. But anyway,
but your physics is ugly. And satellites, you can't even see this.
And who are you? You're with the city of Madison?
Yeah, I'm in the comptroller's office.
Comptroller.
Yep.
That's budgeting.
Yeah, you know, I was
budgeting,
working out the budget for
financing things like that.
Moving this down the street.
Oh,
it's gonna cost a little bit of money. You probably get a bill for this.
Who's gonna get a bill?
You guys.
Well, actually, I was thinking the other way around due to inconvenience.
Well, no, it's an inconvenience for us having to move it. Like, you should just be happy we're not tearing it down.
Well, that's very puzzling. I can't imagine what that's going to set taxpayers back.
Oh, fuck that. You guys are taking care of this one.
I just don't foresee that happening anytime logically.
Yeah, well, you don't see satellite internet happening either, but, you know, it's happening.
Well,
just because you're
still in it's still in its infancy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we'll see.
Even though it's been out there for
a while.
See.
I'm going to call you back in like 3 years from my satellite internet connection, and we'll see what you think then.
Well, maybe I can get a job then, working for them. That would be a lot happier. I wouldn't have to climb so much.
Be a better job than you know setting up shitty towers all over town, making everything ugly.
Yeah, I'll have to. Remember that next time I run into the guys at the city radio show.
Okay, I'm tired of talking to you, so I'm hanging up. This conversation's over, as Terry would say, only he said it with more expletives.
Okay, and what was your name, just so I can write this down in my book, because this is one of these conversations I'm going to love to remember.
Roy Gerbel. It's spelled Gerbel.
Roy?
Yep.
Roy, how do you pronounce your last name?
Gerbil.
Okay.
Thanks.
Very good. Okay, well, I'd just be there with a camera to take pictures of that one, I guess.
What?
Okay, take care.
What did you say about cameras? What?
Yeah, I want to take pictures of that happening.
Well, what, the tower moving?
Yeah, just for my scrapbook.
All right, yeah, you're welcome to come over. Just stay out of their way.
Oh, yeah, I'll stay out of their way. I'll stay at least 400 feet away. That way I've
all
got
right,
15 feet
phone.
Of clearance when
hang,
it tips
hang
over.
Hang up the phone. Just hang it
up. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, listen to that. He bye-bye'd me. Well, I think Terry wins the prize on those three calls. I definitely enjoyed talking to him the most.
Thanks for waiting. This is Tracy. How can I help you?
Hey, Tracy. I'm calling from the city of Marinette, Wisconsin.
Hi.
Hi. I needed to let you know about a small issue with your tower.
We don't have a tower in Marinette.
Uh-huh. I'd like a site N-1, 500-foot tower.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You heard me.
No, I didn't. N-1, what did you say then?
500-foot tower.
I don't know that we have anything like that. Does it have our name on it or what?
Yeah, okay. Well, if it's not yours, we're taking it down and making it scrap metal.
No,
gonna donate it to the city.
I'm not trying to be nasty. I don't believe that we own a tower there. Can you hold on one moment so I can give you the owner's son, because the owner is out of town at the moment.
All right.
Hold on one moment.
What the hell, Apocalypse? Giving me fake info. This is bullshit.
Hi, I'm Jeff's wife. Now, our tower site is a joint tower site of all the tower sites in Wisconsin. In other words, there's many, many, many owners to these towers. Which tower are you talking about?
Well, you don't have to yell at me.
No, I'm not yelling.
You're
which
yelling.
Tower are you talking about, please?
It's on Grover Lane in Marinette, Wisconsin.
Marinette?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of whose tower that would even be. It's not ours.
Ah, crud.
What's the problem with the tower?
We went up there and just removed the light off of it because it was irritating.
You removed the light because it was irritating. How tall is that tower?
It says 500 feet on it.
It needs to have a light legally. Airplanes hit things like that.
Nah, well, they shouldn't be this low anyway.
So no. There are laws.
I know, but
can you
like
tell
it,
me who you're?
It messes,
can you tell me who this is so I can search down who owns Marinette that they can talk to you?
Sure, it's Roy. But you know, it brings down the property values and it messes up the tree line.
No, that has nothing to do with it. Your name is Role?
Yeah, Role. It makes the skyline just look shitty at night. So we took the light off.
Can't help that.
And it was really,
I need to have you talk to whoever owns Marinette, and I need your information in order to do that, please.
It was really bright, too. And like I'm just calling to find out if you want us to send you the light, because it's not technically ours. But
no,
if you don't
it's
want
not
it,
ours either. I need you to talk to whoever owns Marinette. Please give me information.
Okay.
Please.
Well, I'm trying to, but if you don't want the light back, Doug's just going to put it on his car.
Now, wait a minute. I need information, please. What you did is illegal.
No, it's not. You don't know anything about law. You're a woman.
I'm a woman? Now I'm yelling. Are you serious? Please, give me your information. I'm trying to be very reasonable about this, but
well, you're
throwing a
me.
Lot of smart-ass comments.
Yeah,
please be nice. What phone number can be reached at, please?
Okay. 715.
Yeah?
4181. Woman.
Thank you. Yes, I'm a woman. And you said Role?
Yeah, Role. And Doug's just going to put it on his car. He's going to keep the light, put it on his truck.
What's the guy's name?
Role, or Doug. Doug wants to keep it for his truck.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, you said we can't take it down either, but we did it. Didn't we, you stupid
okay.
lady?
Okay, 715-632-4181. I'll figure out who owns this tower, okay?
Yeah, well, good luck with that. It sounds like you don't know what you're doing there.
That's not true.
Kind of.
Thank
is.
You I mean, so much for calling.
Okay. Good job trying really hard not to be angry.
No, I'm not angry.
Well, I know you yelled at me a minute ago. Like, you're just yelling at me. And I was just calling to be nice and let you know that we took the light off because it's a stupid light. Like, blinks all
Thank
the time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Always blinking.
Thank you for calling. Okay.
Just constantly blinking. Blinking, messing up the skylight. It's light pollution is what it is. You know what? I think the lights being up there should be illegal.
No, the light is up there for a purpose, and it is for airplanes, and it is a necessary thing.
Well, if they're flying that low, they deserve to crash into it.
No, airplanes do not deserve to crash into towers.
Well, if they don't know how to fly, like they should just, you know, like there's maps of where the towers are. They should just, you know, keep an eye on those.
Yeah, there are maps, but, you know, airplane pilots are busy doing other things, too, trying to keep the airplane in the air.
You shouldn't pretend you know anything, like, more complex than a blender, lady.
Okay, so you took down this light on a 500-foot tower in Grover, Wisconsin.
Yep.
And it's a Marinette area.
We're gonna give it to Doug.
And you're going to give it to Doug, and he's going to put it on his car.
On his truck. It's not a car.
On his truck,
lady.
And his phone number is 715-4181.
Well, that's my phone number. You're not listening. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
you're a
what's your name?
You're a horrible.
What's your name?
This is Rory.
You're Role.
I told you. Yeah. You're a horrible.
Is Role one name or two?
You're a terrible secretary, lady. Like, you don't even know how to write.
Yeah, that's because I'm a bookkeeper. Is Role a one name or two?
Yes.
Yes? Good answer.
It's one or the other. What's the matter? Okay. You can't even get my number right? Like, you think it's Doug's number? Doug's just taking the light.
I wouldn't know who Doug is.
I told you. He's the one that's going to put the light on his truck if you guys don't want it. I was just calling to offer to send you the light if you don't want it. Like, if you want it, I mean.
Okay.
And you guys don't want it?
It's not our light. It's someone else's light. But I'll figure out who it is, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry I called you a woman. I know it's not your fault.
I don't think it's a fault. I think it's a benefit.
Yeah, but you're a woman, so what do you know?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you for calling.
I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. That took a turn. First she's yelling at me, then she loves me. This lady's bipolar. So on that one, I was going to use Apocalypse's idea of saying that somebody went up there and turned the light upside down. But instead, I just said the light's ugly. Because it is. Who wants a weird blinking light in the sky? People might mistake it for a UFO. Can't have that. Cause a big panic. Mass hysteria. That's what I'm going to tell these next people. I'm going to tell them like we took it off because it's being mistaken for a UFO. Hey, Steve. This is Roy. I'm with the I'm here at the county building here in Baldwin County, Alabama.
Sure. Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I was just calling about one of your towers here.
Okay.
You have this tower here, and it's got this blinking red light on it. It's about 840 feet up in the air.
Right, the one in Spanish Fort.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, we had to take that light off.
What does that mean?
You know there's that blinking light up there on top?
Yeah.
We had one of our city workers from the street department, we just had him climb up there and take the light down.
What, are you insane?
Why?
It's our personal property, and there's FAA regulations, and you climbed our tower. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying it was causing problems here in the county, and we just...
Is this a joke? Oh, I'm sorry, this is a joke. My fault. Am I on, like, some sort of TV show?
No.
Are you, insane? You took a light off of an 840-foot tower?
Yeah, it was just causing problems, so we just took it off.
This is a joke. Okay, my fault. I gotcha. My fault. So give me your number.
What? No, it's not a joke, sir. I'm calling to let. I just wanted to find out if you wanted us to send you the light, like, because we don't know what to do with it. It's not really ours.
No, it's all right. Give me your number.
Just look on your caller ID. It's right there.
No, give me your number, my brother.
Why don't you?
What's your last name, my brother?
Look at your caller ID, motherfucker.
What's your last name, Roy?
You stupid piece of shit. Just
Roy boy, piece of shit. Why'd you call me?
I just needed to let you know about the tower. We took the light off. All right, that one didn't go well. I think I ruined that one. Holy crap, 840 feet on that one. That's a pretty tall tower. I want to load that one up on a truck and drive it across town. I didn't even get to tell him about the UFO stuff. That kind of sucks. although I'm pretty sure that would have really given it away.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy. I'm calling you from the Fresno, city of Fresno, about one, okay. About one of your towers.
Okay. Look, how can I help you?
Oh, okay. Like you have this tower. It's on Highway 41 and Avenue 12.
And Highway 41 and Avenue 12.
Yeah, it's got okay. A blinking light on top of it.
Highway 41. In Fresno?
Yep.
Okay.
And, yeah, we just had to take that light off. That light off of the top of it.
You had to take the light off the top?
Correct.
Okay.
And, we just needed to find out, did you want us to send the light to you? Because it's not our light. You know, we can go ahead and just mail it back or have it delivered to you or whatever. However you want to do it.
You guys can send it to, how big is the light?
Oh, it's pretty big. You know, it's like the big light that was blinking on top of the tower.
The beacon light?
Yeah, that's the one. The red one.
Okay. Why did you guys have to take it off?
I was just causing problems. It was in the way. It's causing problems.
There's no problem with the... with the FAA or the FCC for that?
Oh, I don't know. That's your thing. I don't know.
You're not supposed to. Well, you can't take a light off a tower when towers are lit. There's a reason. They're either close to an airport or they're over a certain height.
Oh, but yeah.
And there's you have to contact the FAA before you do anything. And if the lights come down, if they even go down, we're done within 30 minutes. We need to notify them.
Yeah, well, it keeps causing problems around here because people think it's like a UFO or something up there because it's so high up, and we get all these fake UFO reports, and we go out there and investigate, and it's just your stupid tower. So we just took it off, eliminated.
You cannot do that. Yeah, there's no. That's illegal. Very illegal.
Well, it's illegal to call 911 and do fake UFO reports to us, and we're tired of it.
That's not our problem. If the FAA requires us to have a light on our tower. We have to have it on there. There's no way around that.
Yeah, well, like, is there any way you can, like, set it up so it can't be seen from the ground? Because people keep thinking it's a UFO.
I'm not sure.
Seems like the design of your towers is really stupid and gay.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the comptroller's office here at the city of Fresno.
Let me get your contact information.
Sure. This is Roy from the city of Fresno. Do you even want this light back then?
No, you didn't have to put it back on the tower.
Well, I'm not putting it on. Like, no, we're not doing it because it's causing problems for us. It's causing fake.
Well, that's not our. That's it, that happens all the time. People shoot those lights out. They do a lot of bad things, but the FAA requires it, and there's planes that fly into those towers.
Yeah,
it'll kill people.
Yeah, but you know they shouldn't be flying that low in the first place, and it's draining our resources. Our police have better things to do than go investigate pretend aliens.
If you guys have multiple reports on the same light, then you could probably tell the residents when they call that it's a tower light.
Yeah, but what if it was a real UFO? Then we'd feel stupid.
Well, if it's a real UFO, then it doesn't really matter. You guys aren't UFO investigators. Your police aren't. Anyways, what's your
It's just getting on our nerves. Like, you know, I have to like do all this paperwork every day and get these reports coming across my desk to talk about UFOs in the city. It's stupid. You know that this is a city, not a sci-fi convention.
What's your last name, Roy?
Zurbel.
How do you spell that?
It's HERSCHELLE.
Okay. And what's your email address, Roy?
Oh, I just have a phone number. I don't need you guys spamming me. I don't give out my email address to just people that don't even know how to put a light up correctly.
What's your phone number?
That'd be 530-420-6969.
Okay, I will call you back with some more information. Hold on to that light, because you're probably going to be putting it back on the side.
Oh, I'm not putting it back on the tower. We're done with this.
Whoever took it off did it illegally. So either they're going to jail or they're going to put it back on the tower.
Well, you know, maybe you should make lights that you can't see from the ground because it's really irritating. It ruins the skyline.
Okay. That would be something that we could have a solution if they can see it from the ground. But you're going to see it from a certain elevation. They could put deflectors around it. But that could have been solved without taking it down in the first place.
It's just the houses in the area. They look up and they see this blinking light up in the sky and they start calling the city.
If you live there and you see that every night and you know when you drive by in the daytime and you see it at the tower, I mean, that's common sense.
Well, it's not me.
But yeah, no problem. I'll look into it and I'll call you right back.
I'm not the stupid one, okay? Don't tell me it's common sense. It's the neighbors in that area.
I understand.
But probably they're getting brain damage from all your radiation from your towers. That's probably what
that's
it is.
That's not possible.
Why not? You don't know how radiation
Because it's
works.
Radio frequency. I do know how it works.
Oh, no.
It's not electromagnetic energy.
I've watched stuff on the History Channel, and it like says that stuff can like just mess with your head.
Not at all.
History Channel doesn't
it's
lie.
It's been in our era our whole life.
They make
every,
ghosts.
Every radio time you turn on your radio or your TV or any of that.
They make ghosts visible. Yeah, but yeah, TVs and radios, they don't have that much. They're not as powerful. You've got these big, powerful rays coming down on us, down on the townspeople.
Okay. All right, I'll call you back.
Making them see UFOs. Like causing mass hysteria. Oh, shit. Who's he calling? Before he calls back my fake number and sees that it's 420-6969, he's like, oh, wait a minute. This isn't real. That guy was just joshing with me. I should have told him we, like, took it off of the tower and just put it on someone's chimney down there on the ground. We're like, that's good enough. That'll do the trick, right? That's the last one I can get to answer. The rest of these aren't answering. Like, most of his list did not answer. So I don't know if I should be calling a little bit earlier in the day. Maybe I'll try that. I'll definitely save the list, though. Apocalypse, thanks for sending this in. I had fun with it.
All right.
Hey.
Wreck the monkey boy.
You're wrecked.
Time for deep thoughts.
What?
I was thinking I was going over your rules. The golden rules of prank calling. And other than the obvious, well, you know, someone recognizing your number, could you elaborate a little more while... why it's such a bad idea to prank call locally? Because is it a jurisdiction thing to where, let's say, San Jose calls San Antonio, and they're like, oh, well, yeah, they said
pretty
this, but, you know,
much.
We don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Is it a jurisdiction thing?
Yeah,
or is it,
that's exactly what it is. It's a jurisdiction thing. It's explained in the rules. If you call your next-door neighbor and you say a bunch of fucked-up shit to him, and especially if you don't block your number properly, and they can do the call trace thing. I don't know if that's still a thing. There must still be a way to do that. Like you dial *57, and it logs the number for the phone companies. I don't know if that works on cell phones or not. Here, I'm going to try it right now on my cell phone. I'm going to *57, whoever called me last, just to see what happens. It's probably going to charge me $8.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Ah, darn it.
Please check the number and dial again.
I'm sure there's a way. They can claim you were making threats to them and file a police report even if you weren't. Have the local police go to your house. But if you're calling someone across the country, what are they going to do? They'll call you back and be like, hey, you cut that out.
A little bit more to it. Also, check your email in the coming week. I'm going to have a
okay.
list of numbers for you. I haven't sent you anything in a long time. So,
all right.
Anyway, have a good day, Roy, and as always... Ruprecht out! Ruprecht away!
No, bye, Ruprecht. I'm afraid I can't let you do that, though.
Hey, Brad, really like the not phone show idea. It's pretty cool.
Thanks.
One thing is missing, though, you know, obviously prank calls.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You don't get enough prank calls on this show, and the Hobosodes, and Mr. Dabalina's, and Brad's Cactus Shack. You want prank calls on that show, too?
Your best prank calls have been, like, the ones that you do with other people. No offense, Brad. You're pretty funny,
thanks.
But the ones you do...
Whatever.
Best or with other people like Stacy or Laugh Track Matt or Legend or not Brett. You know, I think a good idea would just be do an after show.
Okay.
You just, you know, prank call people.
Oh, after the phone show? Okay.
I know that's like what you guys did during the phone show, but you should do it again. All right, Brett.
Yeah, I know. I need to just have like guests on this show. That's what I should do every once in a while. Have somebody on.
So yesterday I'm
just lazy about setting that up.
Sleep at 6 p.m. for my lucid dreaming routine,
you know. Then I woke up at 2 a.m.
What?
And, you know, I was going to write or something. And I decided to listen to one of your shows, actually, episode 476.
Wow.
And then I listened to another one.
Cool story. All right, bye. 30 seconds in. Hadn't got to the point yet.
Hey, Brad, it's Wasted.
Hey.
I just watched the big show. I'm drunk, I'm just wandering around, I get something to eat.
Crazy.
But then, like, I left a bunch of carding notes, I handed out a bunch of stickers, I handed out a bunch of flyers.
Oh, shit, I got some phone calls on the other line. I need to check that out. I'll do that tomorrow, I promise. I will check the other line,
handed out some
the prank line.
Flyers for some other phone prank call people, so we'll see where that gets us to show up. That was right after the show, some fucking title hip hop show. I mean, like, oh shit, I gotta go.
I heard someone got shot.
Man, I gotta go. Bye, I gotta go. Bye.
All right, bye. Didn't understand any of that. Glad you had fun at the Dick Show, though, promoting PLA.
Hi, Brad. I was just started watching episode 471. Bar Ool has no opinion, because I'm a little bit behind ever since I got a job. So, yeah, I'm a few episodes behind. Anyway, so it started out with you reading a lady from 7-Eleven reading out the sponsors. How the hell did you do that? How did that work? Please,
it was really hard.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Should I tell you how I did it? Won't that ruin the magic of radio, explaining how it's done? Now, it's pretty easy. I just say, hey, it's the corporate office. Write down a memo for me, for your manager. And then I have her read the memo back to me. And I do a little bit of editing with what I say to her. And, you know, that's how it's done. It's pretty easy.
Hey, Roy, I've really enjoyed the shows lately. I got a quick idea from one of your cake show ideas when you were asking them to write something crazy and then they went and got the manager.
Yep.
If next time somebody, if the call's maybe not going anywhere or they're pissing you off or something like that, just say, just a second, I need to get my manager. And then you do your voice change and talk to them that way. I think you'll just throw them off. Then you have to get your manager and a different person. And
okay.
Anyway, I'm done. I haven't had my coffee yet. All right, thank you.
They'll be like, the manager or what? And I can just say, don't worry about it. None of your business.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
King Richard and I just got done writing our manifesto, and we have a joke for you.
Oh, yay.
What do you get when you mix a podcast and Viagra?
I don't know.
A 4-hour podcast.
Don't forget to check out The Corporate Office, a PLA comic,
at patreon.com/OlgaDrawsDragons. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a good one. I should give away the comic. I should say what happened so people don't have to support your Patreon, which is linked in the show notes. But no, I won't do that. It involves a pigeon peed, though.
Hey, Roy,
that's all
listen.
I'm going to say.
You know, you have prank ideas on the voice, so I got a good one. You need to do some more. You need to do a post office phone call. When you do it, you need to be like, look, just so you know.
Why does everyone sound like shit today?
You're half in clear paint, so everyone can see. Because he's colorblind. If it's painted any specific color, he won't be able to.
Okay, thanks. Something about clear paint.
Hey, Brad, it's Nova. So, funny story, I got a phone call yesterday from an HEB about picking up a cake.
Wow.
They seemed a little confused, and I was a little confused too, until I just now heard your latest episode.
Uh-oh.
I'm onto your game, Bradley Alex.
What did the cake say?
Will never be the same.
Did you ask him what it said? You should have gone and picked it up. You know, have a cake.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. I was just listening to your Hobosode episode, and I was thinking if you do revisit the 12-step apologies, that it would be a good idea or hilarious or whatever you want to call it to call somebody up and apologize for having dreams about doing sex stuff with his wife or, like,
I'll combine the dream thing with the apology thing.
Been having an affair with her, but only in the dreamland or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my idea for the day. I hope you're having a good day, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I could say I've been having an affair with her for years now, but only in my dreams. But I'm still sorry.
Hey, Brad, it's fucking Casey fucking Jones, the guy who does the fucking PLA comics. But, of course, Olga's doing them now, too, which is fucking dope. So now we got multiple artists and writers creating a PLA comic universe. Anyway, I'm drunk as shit and the fucking arcade wouldn't let me in.
You don't say.
But isn't it fucking crazy that you've been doing this shit since, like, since fucking forever, dude, and now you're making a living off it.
That's weird.
Bro, you used to fucking post this shit on BBS's and nobody knows what the fuck a BBS is anymore.
I don't even know.
Anyway, bro, congrats on making a living off this shit, man.
Thanks.
Bet.
Casey fucking Jones.
I'm about to make some new comics with fucking Dino Walsman and fucking Mildred Monday. Look out for it, bro.
Dino Walsman, fucking Mildred Monday? Gross. What the hell? This is a family show. Don't do that.
Hi.
Hi.
This is YouTube Trooper with no bias. I'll give you a few offerings.
Oh, yeah.
But let me ask you a
that
question.
Person.
Is it true that you don't get it or you would get the okay? Can you please let me know?
Then another question.
I want you to prank my daughter. If it's possible, can you give me a call back at 954?
Ah, stop it. Don't, okay, bye. You really want my listeners having your phone number? That's a horrible idea.
Brad, Crad, Brad.
Hello.
Hey there, Bradley. It's Earl Pelronk. Remember me? We met over across the river at that giant penis statue.
I remember.
Over on Portage de Sioux.
Yep.
Hey, yep.
Hey,
just
Ron.
Wanted to say, hey, have a happy 4th of July. Don't blow your fucking hand off with any firecrackers. And I just wanted to say I really miss, remember Sleepy Kid? Remember that kid that used to call in? He used to be like real tired.
Oh yeah, asleep, what happened to him?
I miss that guy. I hope he called
He
back.
Probably got grounded from the internet or something.
Anywho, have a good 4th of July.
You
bye,
too.
Buckaroo.
It was pretty great. I did nothing. I didn't set off a single explosion. I just hung around the house and comforted my cat, who doesn't like the sound of fireworks. So she's basically a terrorist.
Hey Brad, love your show. I had an idea for a prank call. How about calling the marijuana dispensary and telling them you're overdosing on weed and you can't stop listening to Bob Marley? Anyways, great show. Hope you have a good week. Bye.
Hey, Brad, it's Crazy Calvin.
Hello.
I know it's been a while, but, yeah, I'm not dead. I'm still here.
That's great.
Just been real busy with,
I was super concerned.
And, work lately. Haven't really had time to sit down and listen to the Snowplow show, but I've been off
been missing out.
Days, so I've binged a little bit on TuneIn, and I'm all caught up with everything now, so yeah, I just wanted to call in and let you know. Cactus.
Okay, thanks, Crazy Calvin.
Imitation is the purest form of flattery. That's what I was trying to think of, Brad. When people are calling in, trying to imitate me, going, hey, Brad,
is that your fault?
Or,
I didn't know that.
Said, when they're intro, they use the word crimson, not crimson. I have my own version of not. It's like you're not, Brad. I have my own, like, mini out there, Brad. What do you think of that? Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
And take this, your ego, Brad. I'm the one. Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I'm the one
I'm
with
the
ego
one.
Here.
He knows. The producer for Impractical Jokers. Yeah, that was me.
Whoa.
Remember you're interviewing Jihad?
Whoa.
Oh, someone told me.
Holy
I'm
shit.
The producer of Impractical Jokers, personally. I'm like, that was me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I made fun of you, didn't
that,
I?
Brad. Take that to your ego.
All right, bye.
Hi, Brad. This is Default Urine. I was wondering if you could please call somebody a hard-on during one of your prank calls. That would make me giggle. Just
okay.
Call them a hard-on. I think that's kind of funny.
Why not?
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
That's what I should have called that lady that screamed at me today. I'll try and fit that in somewhere in the future.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just listening to that show where you pranked all those people on Craigslist that were trying to rent homes. And man, those people were desperate. Like, this woman was trying to rent a place with a pit that her 5-year-old could just fall into.
You know,
I couldn't even listen to the whole show because I just felt so bad that you were just making fun of these
completely asshole.
Desperate people. God, you're a fucking piece of shit. Bye.
Thanks. I'm a piece of shit. That lady was going to rent an apartment that her 5-year-old could die in because there's a big pit in the living room that she's not allowed to put a baby gate around. All right, that's the end of the voicemails. Thanks, everybody, for leaving voicemails. And thank you, Stan Trucker, for sponsoring this episode of the Snowplow Show. Don't forget to visit the show notes to read PLA comics and listen to other prank call podcasts and listen to Hobosodes on the Patreon and follow the Instagram. Yeah, I think that was all the show notes, wasn't it? I can't remember. All right, bye everyone.
Not another long distance company always calling to save me dough. How's your savings? Ours go farther. We can switch you if you just say so. Call your mother, she might listen. I don't need you to waste my time. My phone is perfect, never better. Friends and family are doing just fine. Well, they promise I can reach the world. Shine up my skirt. I'm busy. We're eating. You call a tour, my service is fine. I'm sleeping. I work late. You bug me to death. You people are slime. I wish you'd stop calling.
Hey, look here, motherfucker. Who the fuck you think you are?